आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेज फियर ऑफ डायनेस्टिक पार्टीज इज मेजर रीजन फॉर ऑपोजिशन टू नारी शक्ति वंदन अधिनियम। इलेक्शन कमीशन एड्स 5 लाख न्यू वोटर्स इन वेस्ट बंगाल अहेड ऑफ असेंबली पोल्स। Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan reviews preparedness for Kharif season and potential El Nino impact. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan begins 2-day official visit to Sri Lanka. Iran again closes Strait of Hormuz as U.S. naval blockade continues. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad beat Chennai Super Kings by 10 runs in Hyderabad. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that one major reason for the opposition to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is the fear of dynastic parties after the opposition defeated a bill for women's reservation in parliament and state assemblies. In an address to the nation last night, the Prime Minister said, "These dynastic parties feel that if women become empowered, their leadership will be in jeopardy."
Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam ke virodh ki एक बड़ी वजह है इन परिवारवादी पार्टियों का डर। इन्हें डर है अगर महिलाएं सशक्त हो गई तो इन परिवारवादी पार्टियों का नेतृत्व खतरे में पड़ जाएगा। ये कभी नहीं चाहेंगे कि उनके परिवार के बाहर की महिलाएं आगे बढ़े।
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी वॉन्ट द कांग्रेस एंड इट्स एलाइज दैट द वुमेन ऑफ इंडिया विल सिवियरली पनिश देम फॉर द सिन ऑफ फेटिसाइड। इन हिज एड्रेस मिस्टर मोदी सेड, as the legislation related to the amendment of Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam failed to secure the 66% of votes required to pass it, but the blessings of 100% of the nation's women are with his government.
Bhale hi bill pass karane ke liye zaruri 66% vote hame nahi mila ho, lekin main janta hu desh ki 100% nari shakti ka aashirwad हमारे साथ है। मैं देश की हर नारी को विश्वास दिलाता हूँ, हम महिला आरक्षण के रास्ते में आने वाले हर रुकावट को खत्म करके रहेंगे, हटा करके रहेंगे।
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर फर्दर सेड कांग्रेस स्प्रेड द नैरेटिव दैट डीलिमिटेशन एक्सरसाइज वुड हार्म सर्टेन स्टेट्स, बट द एनडीए गवर्नमेंट मेड इट क्लियर फ्रॉम द वेरी बिगिनिंग दैट नो स्टेट्स शेयर वुड बी रिड्यूस्ड एंड रिप्रेजेंटेशन वुड नॉट डिक्लाइन एज सीट्स इन स्टेट्स वुड इंक्रीज प्रोपोर्शनेटली।
कांग्रेस ने हमेशा देश में दरार पैदा करने वाली भावनाओं को हवा दी है, इसलिए ये झूठ फैलाया गया कि डीलिमिटेशन यानी परिसीमन से कुछ राज्यों को नुकसान होगा, जबकि सरकार ने पहले दिन से स्पष्ट किया है कि न किसी राज्य की भागीदारी का अनुपात बदलेगा, न किसी का रिप्रेजेंटेशन कम होगा, बल्कि सभी राज्यों की सीटें समान अनुपात में ही बढ़ेगी।
Ahead of the assembly elections in West Bengal, the Election Commission has released new figures on voter enrollment. Since the draft list was published up to the close of nominations, nearly 5 lakh new voters have joined the rolls. Officials say around 7 lakh applications were filed through Form 6 and after verification, eligible names were added. On 28th of February, when the final list was released, 1,88,207 new voters were included. In the following month, another 5 lakh names were added. At present, West Bengal's total voter count stands at 6,82,51,008. Among them, more than 3,49,00,000 are men, just above 3,33,00,000 are women, and 1,257 voters registered under the third gender category. Commission sources note that once pending tribunal cases are resolved, the numbers may rise further. Meanwhile, major political parties have intensified campaigning in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu ahead of the assembly polls. In West Bengal, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will campaign for party candidates today. According to party sources, he will address rallies in Barjora at around 11 a.m, followed by Purulia and Jhargram at noon, and later at West Midnapur in the afternoon. BJP National President Nitin Naveen and senior party leaders and union ministers Jagat Prakash Nadda and Rajnath Singh will also join the campaign today. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will hold a rally in Tarakeshwar in support of party candidates from the constituency. Later, she will campaign in Kalna and Monteshwar. Her schedule concludes with a march in Bardhaman South. In our series of constituency profiles, today we will look into the Nandigram Assembly constituency in Purva Mednipur district of West Bengal. A report.
Nandigram Assembly constituency in the Purva Mednipur district of West Bengal will go for poll on 23rd April under the first phase of general election to the Assembly of West Bengal. The incumbent MLA Shubhendu Adhikari is from BJP and he is the leader of the opposition in the Bidhan Sabha. In this election, a total of 11 candidates including 4 independents are in the fray. BJP fielded Shubhendu Adhikari again in this seat while Trinamool Congress candidate is Pobitro Kaur. CPI candidate is Shanti Gopal Giri while Congress fielded Sheikh Zariatul Hossein. Total electors in Nandigram Assembly as on the last date of nomination are more than 2,66,000. In Nandigram constituency, the fight is expected between Bharatiya Janata Party and Trinamool Congress. BJP is attacking the ruling Trinamool Congress on the issues of corruption, unemployment and mismanagement. Trinamool Congress is referring to the deletion of names under the SIR. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
In Tamil Nadu, top leaders from all parties are visiting the state for a final push. Today, Union Home Minister and BJP leader Amit Shah is scheduled to campaign at Shivagiri in Erode today in support of the NDA alliance. On the other side, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi campaigned in the northern districts. Tejasvi Yadav, leader of the Rashtriya Janata Dal, also joined the trail, campaigning in Coimbatore, Tirupur and the Nilgiris in support of Secular Progressive Alliance. Meanwhile, Kanimoi campaigned in Vridhachalam for Premlata Vijayakant. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan conducted a high-level review of the current status of the agriculture sector, preparations for the upcoming Kharif season and the potential El Nino impact. We have a report.
During the review meeting yesterday, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan emphasized that farmers' welfare is of the utmost priority and added that the government is fully prepared to address the potential El Nino impact. He directed Agricultural Secretary and concerned senior officials to ensure that all necessary arrangements are made well in advance to safeguard farmers' interests. Mr. Chauhan underlined that the government is moving forward with complete preparedness, taking India Meteorological Department's weather-related forecasts seriously. He stated that through coordinated efforts of the central and state governments, better water management, advanced technologies, expansion of irrigation facilities, and climate-resilient agricultural measures, the impact of potential challenges can be significantly controlled. With Priya's report, Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan begins his two-day official visit to Sri Lanka. The visit marks the first ever bilateral trip by an Indian vice president to the island nation. The visit comes amid renewed high-level engagement between the two neighbours. More from our correspondent.
India's Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan is set to arrive in Colombo today morning as he commences a landmark visit to Sri Lanka. He is scheduled to meet Sri Lanka's President Anuradhapura Nayaka and Prime Minister Harini Amarasuriya as well as other leaders. He will also interact with leaders of Indian origin Tamil community and Tamil leaders from the northern and eastern regions of the island nation. In Colombo, the Vice President will address the Indian diaspora and in a virtual ceremony hand over homes built under India's housing initiative, taking the total to 50,000 with more underway. On the second day, he travels to Nuwara Eliya to visit project sites and interact with local communities. The visit is expected to further deepen long-standing cultural and people-to-people ties between the two nations. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
South Korean President Lee Jae-myung will pay a state visit to India today. He will be accompanied by First Lady Kim Hye-kyung and a high-level delegation comprising ministers, senior officials and business leaders. This will be President Lee's first visit to India. The Ministry of External Affairs said that during the visit, President Lee will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi to strengthen bilateral cooperation across a wide range of areas. President Lee will also meet President Draupadi Murmu. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will call on the visiting dignitary as well. Iran has said the Strait of Hormuz will remain closed until the US blockade on Iranian ports is lifted. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or IRGC, described the continuing blockade by the US as a breach of ceasefire conditions and warned that any vessel approaching the strait would be considered hostile and could be targeted. The development follows a brief reopening of the strait on Friday. However, US President Donald Trump said the naval blockade would remain in force until all issues with Iran are fully resolved. Meanwhile, India has expressed deep concern at the shooting incident involving two Indian flagged ships in the Strait of Hormuz yesterday. The Ministry of External Affairs called in the Ambassador of Iran to India, Dr. Mohammad Fatah Ali, for a meeting with Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri in New Delhi last evening. During the meeting, Mr. Misri noted the importance that India attached to the safety of merchant shipping and mariners and recalled that Iran had earlier facilitated the safe passage of several ships bound for India. The ministry said the ambassador of Iran undertook to convey these views to the Iranian authorities. In Uttarakhand, the portals of Sri Gangotri and Yamunotri shrines located in Uttarkashi district will be open today for devotees on the auspicious occasion of Akshaya Tritiya. Our correspondent reports that the portals of Gangotri Shrine will open at 12:15 p.m. while those of Yamunotri Shrine will open at 12:35 p.m. With this, the Chardham Yatra in the state will formally commence. A report.
Both shrines have been beautifully decorated with several quintals of flowers. Meanwhile, the ceremonial palki of Goddess Ganga departed yesterday afternoon for Gangotri Shrine. Similarly, the ceremonial palki of Goddess Yamuna will depart this morning from Kharsali for Yamunotri Shrine. After the palki reaches the shrine, the portals of both temples will be opened this afternoon for the summer season. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami will be present at Gangotri Shrine on the occasion of the opening of the portals. The kapat of Kedarnath Shrine will open on April 22nd and those of Badri Badrinath Shrine on April 23rd. Live coverages of the opening of the portals of Sri Gangotri and Yamunotri Shrines can be heard today at 11:50 a.m. on Akashvani, Dehradun. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Dehradun.
In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 10 runs at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Put into bat first, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 194 for 9 in stipulated 20 overs, with 59-run innings each from Abhishek Sharma and Heinrich Klassen. For Chennai, Anshul Kamboj and Jamie Overton picked up 3 wickets each. In reply, Chennai Super Kings could only manage to score 184 for 8 in their 20 overs. For Hyderabad, Ishan Malinga picked up 3 wickets while Nitish Kumar Reddy took 2. Today, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Rajasthan Royals at 3:30 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Saira. All dailies lead with the top headline quoting the Prime Minister after the Women's Reservation Bill couldn't be passed. Sunday Pioneer headlines, opposition shattered women's dreams, says PM. The Sunday Tribune writes, India bloc guilty of feticide for defeating women quota bill, says PM. While in a counter-attack, the same newspaper quotes Priyanka Gandhi Vadra in its headline, government tried to use women bill as a decoy for delimitation conspiracy. Tensions once again escalate in West Asia after Iran closes Strait of Hormuz. The Sunday Statesman writes, Strait of Hormuz, Indian vessels turn back after Iranian gunfire. The Hindu writes, US issues a month-long sanctions waiver on purchase of Russian oil. In the op-ed page, Financial Express Sunday carries an interesting piece by Tushar Bhaduri titled, Does India Remain a One-Spot Country? It says that at a time when the whole country or those obsessed with cricket is engrossed in the Indian Premier League, it may be pertinent to have a look at the plight of other sports. And finally, Sunday Times carries a moving story titled Teen Skips Board Exams to Donate Liver to Grandma. The paper adds 19-year-old Aditya Raj from Bihar put his board exams and even his first shot at NEET on hold to save his grandmother's life when he donated a part of his liver to her when she was critical. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi says fear of dynastic parties is major reason for opposition to Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. Election Commission adds 5 lakh new voters in West Bengal ahead of assembly polls. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan reviews preparedness for Kharif season and potential El Nino impact. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan begins 2-day official visit to Sri Lanka. Iran again closes Strait of Hormuz as US naval blockade continues. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad beat Chennai Super Kings by 10 runs in Hyderabad. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.